Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2019. Welcome to Day 819. Attorney General William Barr repeatedly insisted that Robert Mueller found no evidence that the Trump campaign conspired with Russia to interfere in the 2016 presidential election, and that Russian efforts to interfere, quote, did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign, end quote. Barr also claimed that Mueller's report did not find collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Further, Barr said that even if the Trump campaign had colluded with WikiLeaks, that was not a crime. While Mueller's report said that there was insufficient evidence to establish a criminal conspiracy between Trump or his campaign aides and their contacts with the Russians, it does outline how Trump was elected with Russia's help. And when a federal inquiry was started to investigate the effort, Trump took multiple steps to stop or undermine it. Barr said Mueller examined 10 episodes where Trump may have obstructed justice, but said that he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein disagreed with some of the special counsel's legal theories and felt that some of the episodes did not amount to obstruction. According to Barr, Trump acted out of, quote, non-corrupt motives, end quote, because he was frustrated by Mueller's investigation, as well as the media coverage, which he felt was hurting his administration. Mueller's office, meanwhile, chose not to charge Trump with obstruction out of fairness concerns because, quote, we recognize that a federal criminal accusation against a sitting president would place burdens on the president's capacity to govern and potentially preempt constitutional process for addressing presidential misconduct, end quote. According to the report, Mueller considered Trump's written answers inadequate, but he knew a subpoena would impose substantial delay, and they believed that they had sufficient evidence to, quote, understand relevant events and to make certain assessments without the president's testimony, end quote. Trump stated more than 30 times in his written answers that he does not recall or remember or have an independent recollection of information that investigators asked about. Mueller, citing numerous legal constraints in his report, declined to exonerate Trump, writing, quote, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we are unable to reach that judgment, end quote. Meanwhile, the Justice Department briefed White House attorneys about the conclusions made in Mueller's report before it was released, which aided Trump's legal team in putting together a rebuttal to the report's findings. Barr initially refused to answer whether the Justice Department had given the White House a preview of Mueller's findings. Later, Barr confirmed that he did give Trump's lawyers access to Mueller's report earlier this week, before it was to be sent to Congress and made public, and that Trump's lawyers did not ask for any redactions. And finally, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler accused Barr of waging a media campaign on behalf of President Trump. Nadler charged that Barr was attempting to, quote, bake in the narrative to the benefit of the White House, end quote, and to protect Trump by holding a news conference about Mueller's report hours before it was made public. Yesterday, Nadler and other House committee chairs issued a joint statement urging Barr to cancel the news conference and, quote, let the full report speak for itself, end quote. The House Judiciary Committee plans to review the redacted report and then ask Mueller and his team to testify before Congress. And now for a quick high-level overview of what we've learned so far from the Mueller report. All of the summaries are sourced directly from the live blogs and are linked on the main website. 1. Mueller's obstruction of justice investigation was influenced by a Justice Department Office of Legal Counsel opinion, which says that a sitting president cannot be indicted. 2. Trump engaged in multiple acts meant to influence law enforcement investigations, but his efforts were mostly unsuccessful because his aides refused to carry out his orders. 3. Trump urged campaign aides to find Hillary Clinton's private emails. 4. The Trump campaign expected to benefit from information released by Russia, but the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government. 5. When Trump learned of Mueller's appointment as a special counsel, he said, quote, oh my God, this is terrible. This is the end of my presidency. I'm fucked, end quote. 6. After Trump fired James Comey, he attempted to have his White House counsel fire Mueller a month later. 7. Substantial evidence corroborates James Comey's recollection that Trump pressured him to let Flynn off easy. 8. Trump weighed installing Rachel Brand, then the Department of Justice's number 3 official, to, quote, end the Russia investigation or fire the special counsel, end quote. 9. Paul Manafort told Rick Gates to sit tight and to not plead guilty because Trump is going to, quote, take care of us, end quote. 10. Trump's personal attorney directed Michael Cohen to, quote, stay on message and not contradict the president, end quote, regarding testimony about the Trump Tower Moscow project, which continued into January 2016. 11. Mueller declined to prosecute several people connected to the Trump campaign who lied to the special counsel's office or to Congress about their contact with Russians or on other matters, including Trump Jr. and Jeff Sessions. And finally, federal prosecutors are pushing 14 other investigations that were referred by Mueller. Make sure to check back to the main website for all of the annotated and live analysis, as well as high-level conclusions and more. That's all for now. Remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.